Hello.
Hello, this is Will calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm looking to speak to Demetrius Carr.
Speaking.
Mr. Carr, just so you know, I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Do you have a minute?
Sure.
Thank you, sir. First of all, I need to know that you are in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone, like you're not driving, you're not walking on the street, we're not putting you at jeopardy or nothing like that.
No, you are not.
Okay, thank you. And just to be sure, we are representing everybody. May I ask your race? Are you white, African-American, black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native
black.
American? Black. Thank you, sir.
But what community are y'all talking about? In Fayetteville or what?
No, it's a public opinion poll. You know, we just want to gather some information. It's a research. It's directed to African-Americans. You know, we want to know your opinion about certain issues facing the country at this moment. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will not vote?
Probably this year now.
Okay, thank you. Next question. Please rate your level of motivation for voting next year. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not motivated at all, 10 means that you are extremely motivated.
I'm not motivated at all.
Thank you, sir. Generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all?
Somewhat closely.
Somewhat, thank you, sir. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I'm a Democrat, but I feel like I'm something else because the way things been going and how this world is today.
I understand. So you consider yourself not a strong Democrat then?
Right.
Correct. Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm dissatisfied. I've been dissatisfied for a long time.
Thank you, sir. I understand. When you hear about inflation and the rising costs, who or what do you blame the most? The Federal Reserve raising interest rates, big businesses and corporate price gouging and greed, Republicans in Congress, the Biden administration and their policies, the COVID-19 pandemic?
I blame the people itself.
Okay. People.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Next question. Now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their members on Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you, for your member of Congress to focus on. Use a 10 if it's most important, 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it's not important at all. Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods like food, how important that is to you?
Not important at all. And all the ones you named, none of them is important to me.
Creating a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants?
Not important to me at all.
Protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
Not important to me at all.
Reducing gun violence?
Not important to me at all.
Reforming the criminal justice system to hold police more accountable by providing oversight from the Department of Justice?
Not important to me at all. Not important to me at all.
Fighting back against the rise of white nationalism in the country?
Not important to me at all.
Thank you, sir. Next question. Switching gears a little bit and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
I disapprove.
Disapprove? Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
I disapprove.
Okay. You have two options, either somewhat or strongly.
Somewhat.
Thank you, sir. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats and the U.S. Senate are handling their job?
Well, I really don't have no say so.
Okay, no problem. Like that's an answer as well. That's also an answer. Thank you very much. Now I like to rate your feelings towards some people and some organizations using a scale from 0 to 100 on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. Hakeem Jeffries.
I say 50.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
50.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
I am 52.
Thank you. Planned Parenthood.
Excuse me?
Planned Parenthood. It's an organization. Planned Parenthood.
50.
Thank you. The NAACP.
I get them 100. I can agree with them. 100.
Thank you. Black Obama. Barack Obama.
I get them 100.
Thank you. The Republican Party.
50.
Thank you. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
50.
Thank you. Next question. Just so you know, we are at 50%. I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Colonel West, and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump, Colonel West, or Joe Biden? If undecided, please say so.
Undecided.
Thank you. Next question. And if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Neither.
Or you? Neither? Thank you. Now let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
I did, Biden.
Okay, thank you. Now thinking about racism in America today, do you think it's getting better, staying about the same,
no.
Or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Thank you. Now I'd like to read to you what some others said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? The lack of quality education opportunities, book bans that threaten to erase our history, Donald Trump getting elected president again, stagnant wages and rising costs, a lack of a greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, rising crime and violence, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, any of those?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Next. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Joe Biden and his administration are doing? Have you heard, seen a lot, some, a little, or nothing at all?
Nothing at all. I try to stay away from all that.
Okay, no problem. I want to read to you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in office. For each one, tell me how important that is to you. Cut black unemployment to under 5%, the lowest ever in recorded history. Is that very important, somewhat important, very not very important, or not at all important to you?
Not at all important to me.
Okay. Establish Juneteenth as federal holiday to commemorate the end of slavery.
I give it 50.
Okay, somewhat important or not very important?
It's somewhat important, but not really important to me because I don't do the judgmental thing.
Okay. Joe Biden provided rental assistance to over 10 million people to help keep them in their homes. Do you think that's very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important?
Not at all important to me, no.
Thank you. Joe Biden made the largest investment in repairing our nation's bridges and roads in over 50 years, helping to improve transportation for both businesses and everyday Americans, expanding broadband to low-income communities, creating more jobs, and making America more competitive. Is that important to you? Somewhat? Not very? Not at all?
No, not important at all. But they handicap people. That's my true opinion.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years, I'd like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I disapprove.
Disapprove? Strongly, somewhat?
Yeah.
That will be somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you very much, sir. Just so you know, we are at 80%. Now I'm going to read to you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's very convincing reason to vote, 5 means that it's somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it's not at all convincing reason to vote. Number 1, you might know this, but Congressman Hakeem Jeffries was elected as Democratic leader by his peers in the United States Congress earlier this year, the first ever African-American leader for either party in Congress. If Democrats win in 2024, he will become Speaker of the House, making history, and become the second most powerful person in our government. He will not only be able to move an agenda focused on growing economic opportunity for everyone, but he will be our check on MAGA Republicans and the radical agenda to roll back our freedoms and rights. 0 to 10.
I don't know how to grade none of that.
Okay, 0 means that it's not at all convincing to you, or it doesn't matter?
No, it ain't. We're 0.
0, okay, thank you. Democrats in the Senate are focused on bringing down costs and making life more affordable for working families and seniors by lowering the cost of prescription drugs, stopping surprise medical billing, bringing manufacturing supply chains back to America from overseas, and cracking down on price gouging by big corporations. More jobs and lower costs means voting for Democrats focused on fighting inflation so working people can get ahead. What number you want to give that one? 0 to 10.
0.
Thank you. Thank you. Next question. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. Let me ask you again, please rate your level of motivation for next year's presidential election on a scale from 0 to 10.
0.
Thank you. And what stood out the most to you from all the arguments you just heard? Just a small description, small word, small phrase, that will do it.
I just say the lies that's been, that they tell people what they want to hear and then don't go forth what they say they're going to do. So okay. I look at all the lies.
Thank you.
And the main important thing, when they took God out of everything, mm-hmm. that was the number one thing with me. Because I feel like when they took school, praying in school and stuff, I used to have to pray in school. We had to do the Pledge of Allegiance. and they don't stand by the pledge of allegiance like they're supposed to. It's a lot of stuff, you know. So
yeah, I understand.
It really took me away from all of it.
Okay, now I'm going to read you a list of ways that some people were contacted during the 2022 midterm campaign season. For each, please tell me if you recall any campaigns contacting you in that way, phone calls that anybody called you with political campaigns in 2022.
I can't remember.
Don't remember. Okay. Someone canvassing neighborhood?
Yeah, people came through the neighborhoods and
tried
to get, I remember them coming through. Them
okay. TV ads? TV ads?
I don't really look at TV unless it's sports.
Okay. Social media, like internet ads?
Yeah, I've seen a few out there, but I try to avoid it.
Radio ads?
You hear it all the time.
Okay. Some mailers?
Nah, because I ditch them if I get them. I ditch them if I ever see them.
Okay. Text messages?
Yes, I had plenty of those.
Okay. Door knocks?
Yes, door knocks. Sir.
Thank you very much. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year's schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school graduates from college, vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's. Thank you, sir. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, widow, single? Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger in your household?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I'm conservative.
Okay, thank you. Next question. And thinking about the neighborhood that you live in, would you say that nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly anyone of your neighbors are white?
About half and half.
Half? Thank you.
Yeah.
How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Country.
Thank you. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were one of your parents or more born outside of the United States?
No.
Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Thank you, sir. You have a wonderful day. I appreciate your time and every single one of your opinions. You have a wonderful day.